You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Catherine Lanfer is sitting in for John Hockenberry today, and we're taking a look at the presidential election. There is great expectation that Barack Obama could name his vice presidential running mate sometime this week. So we want to know what you think. Who should he pick, rather? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. The convention, the Democratic convention, comes next week. And at the end of next week, we're expecting John McCain to name his vice presidential running mate. So who do you think John McCain should pick? We'd like to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE. And as the presidential election gears up to full speed, no one doubts that Florida will be a crucial state. And this year, it looks like Virginia might also be a crucial state. This morning, we're going to touch base with two key swing states as the campaign season begins intensifying. In Florida right now, they're gearing up for congressional primaries, which take place August 26th, I should say. Florida has long been dominated by the Republican Party, so the season is especially interesting as the Democrats look like they might grab some seats. Leslie Clark is the national correspondent for the Miami Herald based in Washington. Welcome, Leslie.
Hey, good morning.
So the Democrats picked up two congressional seats in 2006, and they've got their eyes on at least five this time around, right?
Yeah, they're definitely eager to try to take off another seat this year.
And what gives them some hope that that might actually be possible?
Well, they have been on an uptick. Like I said, they got two seats in 2006 from the Republicans, and they also were able to win a statewide elected office, the chief financial officer. They believe some of the polls on the president and other economic factors make it a good year for them.
And what is the presidential polling? What is that looking like right now?
The presidential polling is pretty tight. It doesn't show either one really has a hold on the state.
And what do you think the opening is for Democrats this time around? What's making some of those candidates more attractive than, say, Democrats have been in some time there in Florida?
A lot of it has been the economy. Florida has been really hard hit by the housing crisis, and a lot of the emphasis for the Democrats has been on, do you want more of this, of the way the economy's been run?
Leslie Clark, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a minute because we're going to bring Jeff Shapiro into this conversation. He's a political reporter and columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and a weekly political commentator on WCVE, the Richmond Public Radio Station. Welcome, Jeff. And you have some interesting races going on there, too, in Virginia, which has, in modern history, been a pretty conservative Republican kind of presidential state.
Yes, to the outside world, this would seem to be a Republican redoubt, but the Democrats have been clawing their way back and steadily since 2001. There are two congressional races that are generating a good deal of interest. Virginia 11 in the Washington suburbs, that's an open seat. Tom Davis, moderate Republican, is retiring. He famously said that if the Republican brand were dog food, it would be taken off of the grocery store
right,
shelves.
Right, yes, yes.
Again, you know, lamenting quite publicly the difficulties that the party faces. That is expected to be a Democratic pickup. Virginia 2 in southeastern Virginia, it includes the resort city of Virginia Beach. It is also a contested seat. It's held by a Republican, a very resourceful, hard-working, blue-collar Republican, but the Democrats think they may have a shot down there as well.
And really, one of the high-profile races is the seat, Republican John Warner's seat. He's retiring after almost 30 years in the Senate, and this has been a very famous and notorious run, more in his personal life than for his political endeavors. But former Democratic Governor Mark Warner is leading in the polls to take his place.
Yes, and that looks like a very, very easy pickup for the Democrats at this point. Mark Warner running against a former governor as well, Jim Gilmore, who the Democrats depict as essentially ruining the state's finances. Governor Gilmore is a very aggressive, go-for-the-throat sort of politician, and with a little bit of money, and he doesn't have much, he might be able to make this a much more competitive race. But that Senate campaign is interesting in another respect. A lot of folks down here are wondering whether we will see reverse coattails. Warner, who has a very broad bipartisan base, may be able to help Senator Obama here in Virginia.
And also, it can't hurt Senator Obama that Virginia's Governor Tim Kaine has been talked about widely as a possible VP pick for Obama.
Governor Kaine, among the first figures of consequence in the South to endorse Senator Obama, roughly 7 days after Senator Obama declared his candidacy. Governor Kaine is a national co-chair. He's been very active in Senator Obama's behalf, and we're expecting the senator in here tomorrow.
Okay, so a tight race there in Virginia. Leslie Clark?
Yeah, we had John McCain in Florida yesterday speaking to the VFW in Orlando, and then we've got Barack Obama there this morning speaking to the same group, weathering Tropical Storm Fay conditions as he lands in Orlando this morning. So they're definitely fighting it out for the state.
Leslie Clark, thank you so much for joining us. Leslie Clark is the national correspondent for the Miami Herald. She's based in Washington. And we also had Jeff Shapiro. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Political reporter and columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and a weekly political commentator on WCVE, the Richmond, Virginia's public radio station.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.